CES, KO4HKX.
Patrick, KO4CES.
Heading home now, how about you?
Playing, playing myself.
Hey, today?
It's supposed to go to the Boy Scout District Roundtable this evening, but I probably ain't gonna make it.
You saying you're getting a little bit old?
That's definitely it. I mean, I'm a little tired after picking up so early and working all day and just now headed home.
That's every Thursday, Monday and Thursday now.
No hour days anymore.
You just go pretty good.
Good. Had some decent candidates. You know, some of them just kind of average. Some of them you can tell don't prepare for an interview and don't know what they're putting in for. And others, I mean, they did really good. There was one lady I was really impressed with. So she's probably at the top of the pack for getting the position.
And they got open down there.
The people that work directly under me, besides my 43 associates, I have four positions available for, we call them process leads. So they're production associates that are in a leadership role. You know, they do scheduling. They obviously have to do bathroom breaks and stuff like that. But they have to keep up with, you know, the defects, what their top issues, and they got to drive them. It's a whole bunch of extra work on them. And, but they do get paid a little extra. So we have to post those positions and interview for them, and that's what these interviews were for. I've got two openings in my area for people that were either put back online or took a new job.
Basically, they move around and relieve everybody so they can go take their breaks or whatever.
Breaks, so if somebody's got to use a restroom, they have to relieve them for that. But they have other responsibilities that are more important, and you know, so that's why they get paid a little extra money than a normal production associate.
I'm curious what kind of positions they were open down there.
Positions where they're still production associates, but they hold what we call an offline role, so they don't directly put parts on the car anymore. So we have some of those still left in the plant that aren't contracted out, and the process lead, as they're called, they're one of those positions. And a few years ago, they finally added a little more money for the extra work they had to do, but I mean, it's been a tough road for them. But it sucks anytime you lose any of them, but it's for the better sometimes.
Turnover in those positions?
People don't know how to handle their sales. You know, not everybody's made to deal with people one-on-one because they want to complain or whine or whatever, and sometimes people get a little frustrated with that.
And time management.
Management gets you in trouble too because, you know, either don't do your job or you start hanging out and thinking you can be friends with everybody and not do what you're supposed to do. That'll get them put back online and lose that little extra money as well.
Are you outside the plant to get that, or you got to be an employee already?
Are positions that are for employees in the plant. So I posted my two positions, and it was available to anybody, any production associate in Hall 50, which is where I used to work, and the new hall, Hall 52, which is where I currently work.
It works out for you. That way, get some of the workload off of you and stress off you doing your job.
Spin down some heads. I mean, there's no easy way to spin that. You know, and it puts stress on the other ones. The other two I have, I mean, they're wide open now. Just trying to cover everything.
Up at DuPont, on my home shift, they always use me as a floater because I got trained on pretty much every job in the area that I was working. And so I never knew where I was going to be working when I come in. Somebody had vacation or called in or whatever it was. They just moved me around to do whatever.
You need people like that on the teams because, I mean, if you don't, you get the other ones, you barely get them trained on a couple jobs. You know, they're worthless on anything else. But you got to have the floaters, the people that can learn a bunch of jobs to be able to kind of support you whenever you just don't have anybody else to move into a different job.
Paychecks. Pretty much anywhere I've ever worked, that's what I've always done. Even when I was turning wrenches, the last dealership I was at, I ended up being service manager for a little while, service rider, parts guy, up top of trying to turn wrenches.
I was the same way. Whenever I was online, I liked moving around. So knowing more jobs allowed me to move around and didn't get bored. I would do a couple jobs and do the same four jobs every day. That was just, man, after a while, that just gets old.
It gets very repetitive, especially when you work in a job that is just one thing after another, like line work. That gets old in a hurry. Production work.
But, I mean, it's mind-numbing work after so long, and you know, you see, when I bring in brand new people, that's what I tell them as far as, you know, because most people stress because they feel like they got to work faster or whatever. I'm like, look, these people out here are not working hard anymore. They've learned the routine, and they're just going through the motions at that point. And, you know, I just wasn't one of those. I just could not stand to just do that all the time. I like to mix it up and do different things.
Made it easy for me to get overtime also. When I knew more jobs, I could just go wherever I wanted to.
Yeah, being a benefit, although I was never one for overtime. If it was mandatory, I'd do it, but if it wasn't, I never signed up for it hardly.
In my 20s and recently married and trying to get started in life, so I was taking all of it I could get.
Probably a good reason.
Gotten older, yeah, not so much. I probably wouldn't be doing that.
You know, either. I mean, I never was big on it, but, you know, there were definitely times I tried to do it. But I've got employees where if they don't work overtime, they can't make ends meet. And that's BMW employees that have been there long enough to be able to stop pay. You're just like, how did you get yourself in this position where you have to work overtime?
Love your beans. You had to have that bigger house and fancier house. Look at me with the big yard or the fancy car or, and, you know, $400 pair of tennis shoes.
You know, you don't have time to enjoy it.
I have learned that stuff is just stuff and time can't be replaced.
100% on that one. I mean, that's one reason why, I mean, I don't really want a bigger house. I could use one. My two boys and, you know, me and the wife, I'm 100-foot home, but, you know, one day they won't be there and it'll just be us and we'll have plenty of room again. And, you know, it affords us the ability to go to the beach and do other stuff we want to do. I just can't see working just to make a paycheck and not be able to enjoy anything else.
Same here. Just can't see that. That's how come I like what I'm doing now. I work four long days and I'm done. And that's the way I'd rather do it. I'd rather work. Tell me what I need to get done this week and then just get out of my way and let me do it.
You know that? Shoot, they're talking about us going to Four Tens in July and August, which I definitely won't complain about that.
It's been a little longer than 10 hours.
Especially when you sit at a ride to and from.
And to and from in there, and like right now is 14.
On the road whenever I was going to work this morning at 4 or 5 a.m.
Not this morning at 4:30.
Yeah, I pulled out 4:30, 4:35 this morning, so I can try to make it by 5. I didn't quite make it in the plant early enough as I wanted to, but I made it at least there.
Puts me at my first stop right around 6 o'clock, and I'm generally there right around the time guys are coming in, and so I get the foot traffic and get them before their day gets started, and then I can move on to the next place. So works out pretty good.
And mechanics get there that early. I figure those guys would try to get in a little later.
It's a grading company where I'm going first, and they're coming in and getting their assignments for the day and figuring out where they got to go and what all is down. So that's They have to be on the clock by 7 o'clock, so to get there real early.
What company did you say it was? It was what kind?
It's a grading company. Moving big equipment, doing grading, that kind of stuff.
I heard greeting the first time. I'm like, that don't really make sense. I don't know why people that greeted other people with these tools. Shake somebody's hand on one and hit them with a hammer on the other one.
Just some people.
Need help. Weekend.
Really? I got to go down to Michelin in the morning, so I'll be out in the morning. And then go over and finish fixing the door on the tool truck that got hit by the gate. And then, so I'll be out and about all day tomorrow. But Saturday, don't really have any plans that I know of.
Happy weekend and enjoy the Saturday and Sunday.
At least get to do that. And that's what I keep my Fridays open for is it's just kind of odd day where I just come and go and do what I need to do. One day I might be setting up scanners, I might be picking up toolboxes or delivering toolboxes or, building carts or just doing nothing. I never know. I just try to leave it open and don't make real big plans for anything.
Not much for making plans on the weekend unless I can help it.
The sun coming out right now, though.
I'll be walking out of the plant, soaking wet. I have my umbrella, but it always seems to rain sideways at the plant. But whenever I came out, it had already passed, and so far I hadn't really hit it on my way home, so I'm happy about that.
I had timed that one pretty close for me. I was pulling out of my last stop right as it was crossing Wade Hampton, and then I went to my Tom and Bernice's place and dropped off some egg cartons and talk to them for a few minutes and let the storm blow on out of here, and now it's a nice sunny drive home.
So, well, Patrick, I'm pulling in the driveway now, so I'm gonna tell you 7:30, and you be safe on the rest of your trip home, and we'll holler at you in the morning when you do your Michelin run. So, we'll hear. I'll holler at you then. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your file.
Good to talk to you today. KO4HKX. Catch you tomorrow, 7:30.